We are in the middle of Simen Pei Dalet. Let us just see the lesson again of the Machaba. Melchatz Chodosh Leirochetz by Mutalikris Boy, that has denoted in Hasmone for a Melchatz Chodosh. Biyoshon, Rabbi Sachitin Shkalim Dim Sham Lavushim Muta, Obem Tsoi, Shaktas Imdim Sham Lavushim Tasmum Yesham Shayla Sholem. Avoloi kriyishma utvile, agomuta lahavir sham bedivrei teire, in the amtsoi, the head amtsoi, uvapnimi, shekulam oimdim sham arumim, apilu shalu shalom osa, vosolan is omen bebeisa merchet. Now, let us wrap to see cotton hay. Umutar laharer shom bedivrei teire. So hero is permissible in the cheder emtsoi. Vafilu neged anoshim arumim, even though there are people that it's keneged erve, the hero neged erve einisa. And in the cheder emtsoi, hero is mutar. But the cheder apnimi afilu sheile sholem osa. Now, what is the problem of sheile sholem? Ki sholem hu shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sholem is the name of the Rabbeinu Sholem, shenema vayikra loy Hashem sholem. And the understanding of sholem aleichem is with an intent that the Rabbeinu Shalom should bless you. So the Sholem that is said in Sheila Sholem is with an intent that we mean the Rabbeinu Shalom. Sholem is Hashem of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that was a takone, Shetiknu Lishel B'Shloim Chaveiroi B'Shem. That there was a takone that one should be shayu b'shvayim chameyu with Hashem. So the shalom there, the kavone is the shalom of shalom neshem is kaskora shmoy yisborach. This is an intent that was a takone to be shayu b'shvayim chameyu b'Hashem, and the Shem is shalom. Shalom is one of the Shem is of the Rabbi Nishlom. So therefore, this is also the cheder apnimi. Vuhu adin she'osa liten shalom v'chaver b'mevois ametunafis, a place with a tzoya there. So to be maskev the shem shemayim is also the chol dinai kibeis apnimi. B'mevois ametunafis and beis apnimi, there's an iser of v'yimach necha kodesh. That if you shayu b'shalom, and that is the intent. V'adam sheshmoy shalom. But what is a person, his name is shalom, we want to call him in the base of Melchit shalom. Yesh oisrim b'beis ha-melchit l'kroisai b'shmoy, ela b'loshin laz. You should call him b'loshin laz, salam, al kaponim, you shouldn't say shalom, because even though his intent is now not l'shem shemayim, but al kaponim, he should not call him by that name. V'yesh matirim, another zamata, even shayim iskaven alinyan ha-sholem, elo l'haskoras shmoy shalo yisei odom. I just want to call him by his name. So it would seem, if I have an intent to call him by his name, the oisrim are only oisrim in the rabbonim. As if I don't have kavone l'shem shamayim. So it matters. God the Piskei Tshuva says shalom for a person. Shalom that he zicha shouldn't say. That's for sure. That's right. The first shalom zicha that. So it seems ginger ale, you don't have to say ginger kale. That's, I mean, that's, so there, So here it's here because here there's no intent. Here there's no intent for shamus accusation. So there the zikr no shaila. I mean, it's even though kale is a shame, but here by a person. I mean, it seems that here there's a tzadisa mid rabbonon. There's an issa mid rabbonon. Exactly why I don't know, but that the Piskei Tshuva springs down. This seems better if you say if someone knew that there was a machlekes between the husband and the wife, and he could tell them, right? No, the shalom now. So that shalom is zicha mutar. That shalom means something else. Somehow by a name, there are machmirim. Somehow, I don't know, the Shmoy Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu is shalom, and this is his name also. So it seems there's a svore to be machmer. Another's a meiko. Another's a meiko. V'chein noyagim. B'divrei seifrim. So here, zicha does not mean the shame Hashem. It seems could be since these are shema, it's the shame of a person, shame Hashem, others hold to be machma, others hold you don't have to be machma. So one could be meiko, but I know you diminish to be meiko. Be reishamayim yeshlo elahachma. Yam ki harbeim achreina maishrim. So what did he do? He wants to call him shalom, v'yivla hamem v'yemer lak shalai. He should say shalai without a mem, but a mem. Hey, Shalom, Benun. Shalom is Ichigod. No, that's if it's Zachim, that's Zachim, it's a degrading name, but here, look, I don't know, he wants to be Mechana Shmai over here. Since it's a base of Melchot, he doesn't want to say his name properly. I don't know if he's giving him a nickname. I mean, the only meat in the Beis HaMelchus. That's about Kaponim, like this. He calls him by his name. Here in the Be'al Halach, he calls him Shalom. The Gambi Geras of Rishus, Nochain Shle Lichtev Shalom im Vov, Rak Shalom, Shemotze Lizlik Ba'ashpoy. So here also, there's a Zilzul. The deal should be inside, you're allowed to erase it, but here it's a zuzi, you throw it away, and this is a name of the Rebbeinu Shlom, so somehow this is a zuzi, so one should not do it. It seems that, so here the deal should bring down, Shemis B'nai Adam Kegain Eliyahu, he says, so here there's no problem whatsoever. Here it seems Shalom is a Shmaish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's his name also. This time the way Machma, but Eliyahu is Eliyahu. I don't look into the Hezbollah that the first Oasis is, it seems that there's no Easter on that. Now, fine. Lana is Amen. What is he answering? Amen. Al echad she'amar b'chutz ebeize b'ayishim broche. Someone outside of the Beis HaMelchut said a broche, and he hears it. So he wants to say amen, and this broche. That the Dirshim brings down. If he says. The Dirshu brings down what is if a person said, so thank you, something stark, you should be healthy here. Panasi says, oh man, so that is Mutta. That he brings down is Mutta. So he brings Shemuta Bebeis HaMelchut. This is not the Omein that we're speaking about. We're speaking about an Omein and a Broche. A Broche, they heard a Broche outside. Someone said a Shahakil, and he's in the Beis HaMelchut. The Chedra Pnimi said Omein. is that you're not allowed to. Alechet shom b'chutz ha'meis ha'bayis shum b'rochem. V'nirye da'ayinu davki b'bayis ha'pnimi du k'beis ha'kisei. So then you know to answer Amen on the bracha. B'bayis ha'mtsoi shori lamas. Okay, that's a dinner about Amen. Now, let's talk about Aser Elocha. Gam imshol ha'odom dvar ha'loche b'beis ha'pnimi. Someone asked him a shayla. Also, he shouldn't answer him. You're not allowed to answer in a melchit, because now he's saying divrei Torah. But who adin kshenosam loy adam echad shalim b'melchit? Also, loyma ein meshivim b'melchit. He wants to tell me he can't answer him. So he's saying you're not allowed to answer the beis melchit. The lechas is the beis. The problem is, it seems this zuam also people are the that's some mocking people are not dressed, and also this mizuam was very steamy and dirty. So therefore, that had a din of a beis hakisei. So he's not allowed to say divrei Torah. So he's not allowed to say ein meshivim b'melchus. He's not allowed to answer. This means if he says ein meshivim b'melchus, he's saying halacha. Oh, so that is not allowed to say. But if he says we're in a melchus, the zelay have a filu hiru. Just saying it's a melchus. Let's hope you don't understand what he means. Avol bebayis emtoy motoloy maloy ein meshivim b'melchit. That's one day. Yes, mechmirim gam bebayis emtoy boze. You're not allowed to answer ein meshivim. But rakim yes by meshim darke sholim motoloy meboloshim fer. But this will be because it's a lie from a gemara that someone answered ein meshivim b'melchit. So others say that the beis emtoy you're allowed to say, and another say. I was talking show, and would be offended. So then it's permitted to say the base and toy. Ein lishtois beveis amelchet. Now let's say that perhaps the people got sweated up and thirsty. They wanted to drink. So ein lishtois, you're not allowed to drink at the base amelchet. Why? Kilay also levorich sham. You're not allowed to make a broche there. Ubeli broche ein lishtois. So that's why you can't drink in the beis hamelchus. Umi sheroitza lishtois. What if a person, he wants to overcome this hurdle, he's very thirsty, you're not allowed to make a broch in the beis hamelchus. So what could he do? Masit betri megodem shivorich bebayis achitze. Now, there are three rooms in the beis hamelchus. The bayis achitim, where everyone is dressed and there's no steam there, no zuam or there, everything is mutter. Now we have here a house with three rooms. The outer room is mutter. The middle room it's also to make a broche, and the inner room is even allowed to make a broche. Now, if a person makes a broche, so he could do like this. Amisha roitzel lishtois, masik beprim agodem, sheyevor bebeis achitzim. So he should have kabone. I want to drink this water also in the melchit. He's making the broche now, and he wants it to patter that what he's going to continue drinking in the melchit. So he's making a broche in a place that's permitted to make a broche. Case number one. Oy b'chadar habalon. That means, let's see, the one who took care of the melchit. So when no arumim are there, b'shar shen shem b'nei odom arumim, so he can make a broche there also. He had one day that is mutter, and it seems he paskins like that. So that's a second place where you can make the broche, and he drinks a little bit. Then he continued drinking in the melchit, and he was mechavin, with speaking about these are three rooms under one roof. So if a person makes a bracha with a kavone, I want to continue drinking in another room in this house, it's permissible. So make the bracha in the cheder hachitzay, or the cheder of the balon. Oh, I'll tell you a third eitzim. She ikonis bevesa tfila b'mayim ad l'mayla me'avos v'gam yechasa l'ishay, or the mikveh, which is not, the mikveh is not, is not the same room with the Beis HaMelchitz. So in the mikveh, if the goof is in the mayim, and he put something on his head, so these are places which he is permitted to make a baruch, and Ishima Mechabim, that he's going to continue drinking in the melchitz, which is permissible. For who? Sheyisham achadon bebayis echod toich beis hamelchitz. This halacha that I can make a bracha in one place with an intent to continue drinking in another place, this is dafke if it is one house. So one house, in different rooms, if I have kavone b'shas the bracha, I want to continue drinking in a different room, so the bracha will pata. Olevorech chutz l'melchitz, but before he enters the house, he's going to make a bracha on the when he's standing outside of the house, and then he is kavone to enter the house, since this is a shini reshus. This is a different area, so the bracha that he made outside of the house is not capable of passing the drinking of the water he wants to drink inside the house. Upshita, the levorech leilishta is klal, rak b'melchit, to make the bracha outside, and he'll drink in the melchit, bevada yosa, lahavsek b'em bracha lishtia, that yizicha kento. Yes. Oh, you drink, then it's good. Yeah, this is only if it's, this only helps in the hand if the bracha was made in the house. And outside of the house, Tagnish. So, by a car, the shaila is that by a car, there's a different svara. By a car, there's a svara. Let's say if a person is in a car, and he wants to, the whole bracha is he's going to drink on the way. That means the car's going to take him to 20 places. He's get out and get in. So there, that whole area is called the reshus that he's going to drink. So that is, then that is permissible because he's making it L'chatchile in the car to on the whole derech going in and going out, then it is permissible. But here we're talking about that he's making a broch in one reshus and then he wants to go into another reshus, so it seems that's also. Yeah, fine. Now another halacha. Mezuzah b'melchit. What about a mezuzah? The beis pnimi b'emtzoi potter. The beis pnimi, and then I'm sorry, what should I put up a mezuzah? Who had been melchit sheish lefonei chotzer, bo b'chotzer oimdim shom mitzos an arumim. So this chotzer is also potter from a mezuzah. They were a dollar to the chotzer. The diris abalon, the where the balon is, so the balon, there's two shimushim. One, the balon lives there, and there are times when there are people there, arumim. The hu cheder gomer, this is, I mean, the balon lives there. There are times when people go into this dira. Ach mimnei shemotzi shom b'nei adam arumim tzarech l'chasri kamezuzi. So here we say this is ikar, the ikar is a dira shel kovayit, and therefore, it's chayav b'mezuzah. The balon lives there, but there are times when people come into this dira, when the Beis HaMikdash is overflowed, so they go into his dira also, so therefore the mezuzah should be covered. Maltzais, this was a place where they made malt. It seems this was a large area, and during the year they made malt in it, and then for the few times during the year they used this area as a melchet. A lighter house, lighter, I think, is a place where they distilled schnapps. Chaya b'mezuzah, because the ikar Makaim is not for melchit. They use it during the year, sometimes a melchit, but it's not called a melchit. Because since during the year there are times when it is used for a melchit, so but since the area Biklalusoi is a makim that's chayav mezuzah, so you put on the mezuzah, since there are times that it is used for a melchit, so it doesn't take away so-called adira shall cover it, but you should cover the mezuzah. The mutul is palo b'seichai. Ba'ye sha'imdim boy ambetois lechitza. A room that has baths in it, ma'ashma ma'achoynim didinai kebeis apnimi, so it seems these rooms had steam in it and they were mezuim. The Nafisham Havla Vizuama, the deal she brings down, that was Bismanehem. He says, but our houses that have a bathtub, there's no Zuama. So here's a din of a Cheddar Hamtoy Sheba Melchet. So there's a Cheddar, the people get dressed and undressed there. So it doesn't have a din of a melchit, it's a cheder hamitzoi, which says these halachas, that shalom you can say, but you don't say krishma or tefillah. Pei hei, beizem akoymes also likreis krishma. Layelach adam b'mavois ametunafais. These are streets that in the street there's tinef there, there's tzoya there. And v'yaniach yodoy al piv, and he'll put his hand over his mouth, and he'll whisper that it will not be heard, the krishma he's saying. V'yikra krishma, because it won't help the situation. Even though the krishma he is saying is, people do not see his lips moving, and people don't hear him, but he's learning krishma, so it's also. What's the Havamina? There is a Havamina since he's... I think there's a Gemara that there's a Havamina that the other told it could be. The Bipaskin is no good. Vafilu im hoya kairei uva, even though, unless he was in the middle of Krishma, tzarech lahavsik shigi lamovi hametunet. So when he reaches this area, now he has to stop because now it's not machnecha kodesh. When he leaves this area, so let's say he was walking in this street that's Metunis, so even though the time it took him to go through the street is Shokadei Ligmer Eskula, that means if there was time he would finish the whole Krishma, is ain't a lachzal bokim sheposek, because the Mechaba holds that lahalochim, even though there was a hefsik in Zman that he stopped learning Krishna, he was not permitted to learn Krishna, after Pekin, there's no din he has to go back to the beginning. That's the Shitas HaMechaba. Agod, the Rambo says, v'yeshayimim shechayzul l'roish, others say, and he does go back. The Chaynik and the Rama hold that he does go back. Va'ayin la'el simin samachedis ha'machlikas the Rama and the Mechaba. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yiniach yodai kloimer shekheirei kol kach belachash, so the smuggles that's not called a kriya, is not, it's not even called a kriya, achein in nike klau, shemarachesh bisposo, so tam came also, v'aloch we pass on it also now. Kshiagia, so as soon as he gets what's loyme bepech baladamis, so then he has to stop. V'imul afonov, if it's in front of him, osvikim layeno. V'chein ikka. And so the Rambam says, no, if the time that he had stopped learning Krishna is the same amount of time that we could eligmer a skula as it takes to learn the whole Krishna, we'll see the whole Bichas Krishna. So then the din is, you do have to be chayza. Haim b'simen hei b'simen samachei b'mishnamru shebiyan isham kol protei hadin. And here the Dirshu brings down l'maise, how the Biraloche paskins. By Birchus Krishma, let's say by Birchus Krishma, he was saying, he was walking, then he went to a street that there's soya on the street. He's in the middle of Hameya La'oretz. Hameya La'oretz. And then let's say from Hameya La'oretz, it takes him from the beginning of the bracha to go all Yisrael with the Krishna, with everything. Let's say it takes him 10 minutes. Now he was walking. He said, Yotzeh Berchoshech. And then he walks into the street and he stops. And when he walks back, so he walks through the street, it takes him 10 minutes, which is shock. That's the time span it is from the beginning of Birchas Krishna till a Gaul Yisrael, so then he has to say that bracha. That means the bracha was mamsik, he has to say. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskin. That means if by one bracha there was a hefsik, and the hefsik is as long as it takes it to say all the brachas plus Krishna, then he has to go back to that bracha. But if the hefsik was less than that, he just was mafsik, it would take him, let's say, 3 minutes to say this bracha, it was mafsik 3 minutes, he doesn't, goes back to where he left off, he doesn't go back from the beginning. And by Krishna, as long as it took, there was a time span, that it takes to say the three parshas of Krishna goes back to Krishna. That is the din, and that's how we paskin. Now let's go a little further. Now, afilu laharer b'sif beis, afilu laharer b'divrei Torah. Now, the first halacha was he's not allowed to be koirei. And Amoke Metunef. See, basis says, Afilu laharer b'divrei Torah, to think about divrei Torah, also b'beisa kisei, or b'beisa melchet, or b'amoke matinoifes, who amoke m'shiesh b'itzoya u'mei raglai. So, in this place, hero is also. Now, b'afilu laharer, but it's also because of the Tzitzna Machnecha Kodesh, because of the Tzoya. And there, and by Tzoya, there's no heter of Hiro. The Divrei Torah. Now, Mechain also, one is not permitted to think of Divrei Torah. Mechain also La'ayin Bebeis HaKisei, Bemishkilei HaShemais, Vapa'olim Shaloshan HaKodesh. Now, he wants to think about Digduk. He wants to think about Digduk, how the nouns, the Cheshbon, of how the nouns are pronounced, and or the verbs. And he wants to think of Digduk, which L'chayre is not Divrei Torah. So he says, but since the knowledge to know these halachas of Digdik are derived from Sukkim, So Memele, so one should not think of Digbik because Ein Derech Lagia Lidi Rak Al Pi Aksuvim V'Yovi Laharer Bamikro. I'm just wondering if Bizmaneinu, for a person who's learning Digbik in his source of the Yidi is not from Sukkim. There he says because, but by these people, they figured it out themselves through the Sukkim. So then, if he's going to start thinking about this, he's going to be Mahar B'Psukim. Of a person's sole idea of Digduk is only, he's learning from a Sefer HaDigduk, and the Sefer doesn't bring any Rayas, he's just telling us the Halacha, the laws of Digduk, L'chayra Kubi, should be Mutta. U'Pashit. The Mutta Adam is Bainem Bebeisa Kisei Begoidu Shiflusoi. That means, I think they say over from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, why is it that Rabbi Nishol made that a person has to lasse Shrocha? Why did he make it like this? So he said, Fakel, to show the person a person has a Natiya of Gaiva himself, seemed to show him that. In these yonim is like a behemoth that he shouldn't. And that perhaps we can understand. Paroi saw that he only had to go once a day. So he's different than every other person. So he's much different than that. He was once a day he had to go. That's a kasha, but I'll kapon him. But he had a raya that he's better than any other person. So kaponim, this Indian of to think of shiflusoi, v'shebisayfa yachze kula v'yisof avrima v'serleya, v'yino aloi agayre, so that is permitted to think. That is not called dimrei Torah, but he's just putting himself in place. Also, so, but v'mhara v'divrei Torah is also. Agavucha, I think they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what's the most difficult mitzvah for him to be Mekayim? He says, Shtroi lahara b'divrei Torah b'mokim atenoif. By us, Baruch Hashem, that in the Soyin, we don't have. By Deber al Kaponim, but that a person who's Zavu Kintoyre, this is, so it's awesome. V'yach Shev Sham, Chesboinais Beisoi v'hotzoisof. Now he should make the Chesboinais what usually falls into a person's head in the middle of Shemaine Esrei, it's Al Kaponim, Shemaine Esrei, you think about the Shemaine Esrei, and this he could have his Cheshbonis in the Beis HaKisei, Beis HaKisei, that he should think about Beis HaYovi with the Hiru, he shouldn't think of Divrei Torah. Or B'Shabes Yachshe, B'Binyonim, B'Tzayirim Noim, things the Cheshbonis are also in Shabbos, preferable not to think about that. So you should think about other Yonim. Beveisa Kisei, that's also. Rafilu Beseicha Ba'amisho Beisa Kisei Memokim Shekola Oreyach. That means if he's the Dalad, the Reyach of the Beisa Kisei is a Dereise, so he has to make sure that the Reyach should not enter his Dalad Amis. Gamken also Lahare. Fine, low seminary test. Okay. Kosa b'sefer Tosef Shvav Yishem Yerushalmi. The Bebulsiki, now a tannery is a very bad odor. So because of the bad odor, so it also has a din that one is not permitted to think divrei Torah there. The moose also is sparrow. V'chein lahaskir kol davar shebekdusha. That they started working on the skins and started to making it into leather. So leather from a mele. Then there's a bad reich sheish reicho. Aval medayin loy hischel. But if the process did not start yet, muta. Or poshet the bizman she also who when it's also when there's a very bad odor. The person who's working there, this, he's there for the last 20 years and it doesn't bother him. He got used to this reyach. is kosher, but if normal people, it bothers them, is kosher the other machem, it's starim is a hareicha, so memel, just like a person can't smell. So there's an issue there, because so this mocking is a mocking that's contradictory to the vicious amachne, even though he's rogu in this reyach, it's still losa. Now, what is the iser and hero in the beis hamelchet? Ki nafish zuham ba besoichay umois v'havolei ketzoya ubeis hakishi. That means the iser in the melchet is not because of the arumim, because of the arumim, hero is mutter. But the iser of hero is because since of the zuham that is there, the steam, and it seems it's mezuim there, it's not clean, so that gives it a loch of a beisa kise. V'tam iso hiru b'chol eilu ha-mekaymish b'shem debinen v'oya machnecha kodesh v'leke. It's yeah. Kosav beis yosef mishe talmudai shogel b'piv. A person is keseda learning. Behirer bebeis akisei or bebeis hamelchetz lo'onsoi. That means he can't restrict himself from thinking of divrei Torah. Mutter. So then it's mutter. If it's lo'onsoi. Now, yesh oimrim, the kim in the honest who behiruroi, that means he can't restrict himself. Yochel afilu levate b'svosav, he's even permitted to say it as a heter of einis. So just like hero, which is normally also is mutahu adim, he's permitted to, he can say the words with his lips, he's permitted to do that also. V'chei mashmen mizvochim, avu b'sefer b'kei yosef masi, ta dibur also b'chol gavni, dibur zicha also. Im Hira, Brian Begmori, Yeshlitchoiz, yeah. O Masha Kosav, Im Hira la Onsa imuta, Haino Rotzaloyme, Im Hira la Ovad Yisure, Me'acha Shoye li Onsa. That means if he can't control himself, the thoughts are coming into his mind, so then he wasn't able to have it. Baram Lechatchile, but preferably a person should control himself and not to be mahari b'choshkein v'adibur osa, dibur is osa, he should try to restrain himself from thinking of divrei Torah, but if he's not successful, so there would, he's an onus. So the mayor is now that. So that's the thing. Agavuch, there's a medical tshuva from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen, the Yesta Mashaila, the aloha is before a person davens, should only learn aloha psuke. Aloha that there's no questions, no. So then when he davens, his mind is not thinking of the difficulties of what he learned. Aloha psuki learned, that won't pop into his head. But let's say a person will see right before davening, he sees a kasha, this, ooh. Then, Kishem Bishameko, he starts davening, so his davening will be thinking of it. He saw something that's Moirim to think, so you're not allowed to. So he has a Trumas Hadeshen. What about if I'm allowed to look at a kasha before I go into the Beis HaKisei? Well, I'm allowed to do it. The same thing. So the Trumas Hadeshen says he's allowed to. So the Trumas Hadeshen asks, what's the difference? So he says, I'll tell you. When he's in the Beis HaKisei, and I just saw this kasha, he comes into the Beis HaKisei, and the kasha pops into his mind. So I'll fight it. Oh, but I'm not allowed to think of it. So be fighting. So that comes in, he'll fight. That's not bad. But by davening, he says, he'll come in and he'll fight, but davening won't daven anymore. Already. It means if he has the Muhammad himself with the kasha, and I'm not allowed to think about the kasha, so but he won't daven anymore. So maybe that's why by davening it's also. Yeah. Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.